Starting now.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Midcasters, episode 19. I'm your co-host Jalen, always joined by the amazing
Craig, your favorite comic book and film reviewer.
And we got a slew of a bunch of news today, some thoughts that we have. So let's start off with the obvious. Red One, is it bound to flop? And why has Chris Evans fallen off since Marvel?
Oh, God. The last good thing I seen with him in it that wasn't Marvel related was Knives Out. And that came out,
2019.
Six, yeah.
Say something other than Knives Out, not Snowpiercer.
Yeah, I cannot think of anything else other than that.
You know, I keep thinking of his comments that they offered him cue cards for Deadpool and Wolverine for his scenes. And now I can't stop thinking about that. I'm like, how many roles does this man need cue cards for? And I'm like, so you mean you had to act? That's like just what comes to mind. I just like cue card Evans is what I'm going to call him from now on, because like, no one can ever tell me that he doesn't use cue cards for any of his roles. And I really think he did for, maybe he didn't because he could just cuss a bunch, which is not Johnny Storm. Because if you've seen him in those other two movies that he's in as Johnny Storm, is like, that's not two completely different people. He has a Boston accent in this. And I'm like, okay, so he was just a lazy slob of what Human Torch is.
Honestly, I think that I don't think that like Chris Evans, see, there's potential there. He just keeps picking the wrong roles.
I just don't think he wants to get out of a comfort zone. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't want to hear a complaint that you're not getting good roles when you don't want to step out. And I'm kind of worried with that movie Sacrifice, on top of him not knowing who Anya Taylor-Joy is and mixing her up with Aaron Taylor Johnson, tells me that he barely has scenes with her. Anya Taylor-Joy is going to carry that movie on her back. I'm not looking forward to The Master List, just because I know I'm going to get slack for this, but Pedro Pascal does not pick good movies. He picks good shows to be in, but the movie choices he is in, they're not the best. With the exception of Gladiator 2, because I have not seen that yet. So, I mean, I've heard various things if it's good or bad. But I'm not looking forward to that. Dakota Johnson, she's Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, oh my God. Pedro Pascal, excellent. I love him. No one will ever make me hate Pedro, but I 100% agree.
Like, he's got to pick better movies, and maybe the Grogu movie will be that movie for him. But he's not technically in the suit 99% of the time.
Yeah, like, I think that I would definitely love to see him in more leading performances.
That are not TV shows.
Yeah.
I think he has a lot of potential. For Chris Evans, I think there is potential there, but I think he just doesn't care anymore to make a movie that an audience will like. Like, Ghosted might be one of the most atrocious movies that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've watched a lot of movies. I'm not sure they were even on set filming that. I'm probably going to say the same about Red One. I like Christmas movies as much as the next person. Should Red One have been in the theaters? Absolutely not. Did it need to cost $250 million? Absolutely not. And that's a reason why it's going to flop, because it's barely made like $35
million. I think it's absolutely like Chris Evans, when I see him as Johnny Storm in Captain America, he definitely reminds me of those characters. Like, they are not the same whatsoever. However, I think that outside of those two, he has not had a prominent, like, phenomenal performance other than Knives Out, because like you said, he keeps picking roles that, you know, aren't the best.
I remember watching his 2019 or 2020 Actors on the Actors with Scarlett Johansson, and I believe she had asked, why don't you ask for more takes? Why don't you watch the playback? And he's like, yeah, no, I don't really do that. I feel very self-conscious about it. And I did read somewhere for Snowpiercer that he needed a lot of direction. And this just tells me he shows up to set with no preparation whatsoever, has his cue cards, which would make sense on why Ryan Reynolds offered them to him. And then when you rewatch like Captain America scenes, you're like, okay, it just sounds like he's reading, not acting.
Yeah. And
I think that's probably why it's a good role for him, because Captain America is not this super in-depth character in the MCU. But I don't want to see him back as Captain America.
Yeah, let sleeping dogs lie. I honestly think he's better as a comedic actor than a dramatic actor. And he's definitely better at comedic roles than Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, What's Your Number? That's a good movie. He's okay in like rom-coms, like Nanny Diaries, he's good in that. It's just like, if it's a comedy movie, he's fine with that, because he doesn't really have to do the making of the jokes. Unless he does really well with these three movies that are coming out, Masterless, Sacrifice, and that new movie with Aubrey Plaza, because Aubrey Plaza is going to be carrying that movie on her back. Honey Don't, I think, is the name of it. And I think he's like in The Call or a cult leader or something like that. Who knows? But Aubrey Plaza will be the standout. I already know that.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I mean, I still think it's hilarious that Dwayne was inspired to put shoot Red One in IMAX because of Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer.
I will not be seeing it in IMAX. Well, because the theater that I like to go to doesn't have IMAX, and the AMC by my house is really gross. I'm very convinced that like theaters don't clean their seats with Clorox wipes. And that stresses me out, because I'm like, what if they have all these things? That's not the point. That's probably another thing that adds on to like why streaming is a little bit better, because you can control your environment.
My mom is like a big germaphobe, so she carries that stuff around with her like all the time.
Mm-hmm. It is a reminder, guys. Wipe down your seats with Clorox wipes, because they do not clean their seats. They barely sweep the floor.
That's true. Even when we go to the restaurant, she'll ask for a glass of hot water to put the utensils in.
Honestly, that's valid. I haven't done that, but it's valid. Let's get into some other things that I keep thinking about. The Russo Bros. Why do they strike out when it comes to non-Marvel movies?
Oh my god. I tried to watch one of their movies. They didn't direct it, they produced it. It was a horror film on Hulu. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, you mean the one on Netflix with the Tom Holland?
No, not that one.
No. Okay.
One of them has the actress from Stranger Things that plays Nancy.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Millie Bobby Brown. I would have been checked out immediately.
No, see, oh my god. Yeah, I don't want to see anything with her in it. And yeah, I watched that for like maybe like 10, 15 minutes, and I just had to cut it off. It was just so bad.
What's the last movie of theirs that's not Marvel have you finished and that you actually semi-enjoyed?
Oh, none.
Honestly, okay. So I watched The Gray Man. I was excited for that because I love Ryan Gosling. And I was like, Ryan Gosling needs to be in more action films. And I'm like watching it. I'm like, okay, A, CGI is horrendous. B, Chris Evans is not a good villain in this. I wanted it to be the most menacing villain humanly possible. And it was just like a nothing bagel to me. And it's just like a story that's been told 50,000 times already. Like nothing unique. It is to this day Netflix's most expensive movie, which has no business being that expensive. What's that one with Tom Holland? That one, I turned it off.
Is it Cherry?
No, I don't think that was a Russo one, was it? That was Apple.
Hold up.
This one is like Devil or One Devil or something. It has like Robert Pattinson in it. And then like a fat Sebastian Stan as a cop. That one was not very good. I turned that off because it was just like very, it wasn't confusing, but it like lost me. And I'm like, okay, this is just getting boring.
Yeah. It's Cherry.
Yeah, that one is the military one on Apple. And then the other one is like the Devil one. And I think it's like Bill Skarsgård is in that as well. And it just really lost me. So I turned that off. There's a show, Citadel, haven't watched that. Just doesn't look really interesting to me. It just looks like another action movie that's been told already. And yeah, I mean, I would kind of go borderline Endgame too, because it kind of felt lazy. Like if you rewatch it, and then like if you've seen Loki and like other things after the fact, you're like, oh, this was really lazy. Like they did not take their time with this. It does not have the build up. Like still some great scenes in there, but
yeah, Infinity War just felt so
perfect.
Yeah, and it was definitely hard to follow that up. Like I still hate what they did to Hulk.
I don't like that they went the smaller Hulk route, because Hulk to me is Edward Norton, and just nowadays I'm kind of aggravated with Mark Ruffalo. He is not the Hulk. They nerfed him tremendously when they should have. I mean, my favorite version of the Hulk will always be Age of Ultron. And then the one scene from the first Avengers where he was like, yeah, I tried to kill myself. And then that just went away. I was like, okay, so we're just going to kind of like.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
And then his love is not in. I was like, because she was a big part of the Hulk movies. And it's just like, oh, now all of a sudden it's like Natasha. It just it angers me. And he's no longer my favorite superhero after that.
Yeah.
But there are some other news, and we're going to round off some. Tom Holland is slated to be in the next Christopher Nolan movie. Also expected to be in American Speed. And then obviously we have the confirmation of Spider-Man 4, not needed. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is finally the push he needs to like break away from Marvel? Because I know his non-Marvel roles are just absolutely horrendous.
Okay, how was Cherry?
Didn't look good. Didn't watch it. But I did watch his show with Amanda Seyfried. It's a loosely based on the Billy Milligan story, which is a guy that has multiple personalities. But like watching it, you wouldn't have thought, like if you didn't see a trailer, if you didn't read into it, which I didn't do because I don't want it to be spoiled for me, then you wouldn't have known that he has multiple personalities until like episode 6. And I'm like, okay. But there are some good scenes in it, but I do think Amanda Seyfried is the one that kind of shines.
Yeah, I think that I've only seen one non-MCU film out of him, and that was Uncharted, and oh, God.
I enjoyed it for what it was. Is it a masterpiece? No. Does he need to work with more seasoned actors that could help mentor him? Yes.
I don't even know why Mark Wahlberg was in that film.
He was supposed to play he was supposed to be Tom Holland's character. But thinking as I'm saying this, do you think RDJ put Tom up for the role for Christopher Nolan?
I don't think so. I think Christopher Nolan, he really loves to use British actors.
He does.
And
I think it's going to be really good. I do. I really do think this one will be good. Because you got Anne Hathaway. You got Zendaya. Unfortunately, Matt Damon. Just kidding. any Anne Hathaway movie of his, like, I just love. I think he did good with Catwoman. That's my favorite, like, adaptation of Catwoman, other than Michelle Pfeiffer, which I love her, but Anne Hathaway, she does it really good. Zendaya, I'm interested in to see what she does with this. And I think she has a bright future ahead of her because she's doing so many good things.
I think with an amazing director like Nolan, Tom is going to, I think he's going to see something in himself talent-wise that he didn't know he had.
I think he just needed that push in that direction, which is what I think Chris Evans needs, which hasn't happened yet. But I do think this is really good for Tom Holland. I also think he got a new manager because, like, banger after banger after banger. And I was like, man, he needs to get out of the Spider-Man mentality and just really be okay with looking silly and experimenting, like Ryan Gosling. Like, he's okay with looking silly.
Right.
But I'm excited for that. I do want to see Christopher Nolan work with Scarlett Johansson again. I wasn't the biggest fan of The Prestige, but I do want to see them in another movie together.
I still need to watch that.
It's a magic, out magicking magickers. That's how I described it. Like, they would out magic each other. That's how I see it. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, she did really good, like, on the screen with Christian Bale. But she had worked with Hugh Jackman on several other films, but I just don't think they mash together, and that's kind of like on him. I just don't think he puts in the effort,
right,
to like match her acting. But that's not the point. Let's move on. Star Wars. Okay, got a slew of news. Let's start with the good one. Andor season 2 will reportedly premiere on Disney Plus April 22nd. Daisy Ridley's film for Rey Skywalker, because we can't fucking move on from the Skywalker saga, has been delayed, and that time slot has gone to Ice Age 6. So
another one?
Yeah, no, I do like Ice Age. But yeah, they did remove that Star Wars movie from 2026, and it's replaced by Ice Age 6, which tells me they're having issues, or maybe the story is not ready. I'm thinking 2027. And then, unfortunately, episodes 10 through 12 are reportedly in the works. Yeah, the writer apparently had big roles in The Dark Phoenix, which I didn't hate, but I didn't love. Simon Kinberg is his name. He's writing the trilogy. They insist it might be a new saga, but we gotta break away, please, from the Skywalker saga. There are other stories, guys.
I didn't even know there was an Ice Age 5.
I would have to watch again. I don't remember. I think the last one I saw was like the one with Queen Latifah. I don't know what number that was.
Yeah, I think that, well, first of all, I'm still watching the Clone Wars animated series. It's hard for me to start something and finish it when there's so many seasons. But
well, Skywalker race, unfortunately, because they don't know how to tell any other stories that are not nostalgic base.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing that same crap all the time, especially considering how a lot of the, do not let the fan base bully you into giving into what they want, because exactly, a lot of them are very misogynistic.
That is true, and racist. I absolutely loved the villain in Obi-Wan, and I just think the hate for her made no sense to me, because like, she did exceptional.
Yeah.
But let's move away from Star Wars, because it will always give me a headache. Atomic Blonde 2 is stuck in pre-production hell. For those who haven't seen it, it's based off a comic book. You got Charlize Theron in it, which is amazing. And she is like this awesome spy in the Cold World era when the Berlin Wall falls down. I watched it with my dad when it first came out. That's a mistake. Don't do that. Don't watch it with your parents. I was tired. I was like, the choreography made me tired watching it. It's like one of the last fight scenes in the movie that's really good.
Okay, now I have to watch the series in the film now.
She is really good, and I just don't think it got the attention it deserved. Like, it should have made $1 billion. Like, when I say I want an action movie, that's the movie I want. With, like, practical choreography fighting, none of the CGI nonsense.
Yeah, you said Peacock, right?
Yeah, it's on Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock, you can rent it. It was on it was not on Amazon. It was on a Netflix for like the longest time.
Oh my God, I just found out. I just looked up Charlize Theron, and we are both the same sign.
Charlize We're perfect Theron together. Is like amazing. And if you see her in Bombshell, you see her in Mad Max, like she's just amazing.
And now I've only seen her in I said this before we started, I only seen her in Long Shot with Seth Rogen. I seen her in one of the Fast and Furious films, and I seen her in Mad Max Fury Road. But if there's any other suggestions,
Bombshell. Film suggestions
aside from Bombshell. Monster and Bombshell, let me know.
Yes. Anybody who hasn't seen Bombshell, go watch it. It is kind of loosely adapted off of the events that happened at Fox News with the disgusting human man. I will say no more, but Margot Robbie's in it. Nicole Kidman's in it. Kate McKinnon. But that's a good watch. But speaking of action, Sophie Turner as Lara Croft, unexpected in this Amazon series, which I thought was going to be a movie, but I guess it's not a movie. What are your thoughts on this, given that there has been two prior adaptions to the character?
Those adaptions I have not seen.
You haven't seen Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie? You're missing out. It's like Assault on steroids. Love it. Love Angelina Jolie. I do. She does really good in that. Hopefully she does good in this. I was expecting Melissa Barrera, but you know what? Maybe this is a new leaf for Sophie Turner because she needs some big roles.
I'm not going to lie. That's hilarious. I've never heard anybody describe something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Tomb Raider, I've only played one of the games. So I don't know the complete like history behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works better as a TV series because there's only so much that you can fit into a 2 or 3 hour movie.
That's valid. If you haven't yet, watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It works really well as a show. I didn't think it was going to work, but it works.
Speaking of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it's on my list. I'll probably watch that after I'm done with Silo, but who do you think should be the next Mr. and Mrs. Smith for the next season?
I don't know, but I do have a theory that once the show kind of starts to wrap up, also, I think Sarah Paulson is like, I can't remember the person's name. The person that they talk to, like when they text or they message, like I think that's her. Because like it just seems weird that they would have casted her as just a therapist. But I think by the end of the series, like all of the Mr. and Mrs. Smiths kind of gather together and kind of figure out what's going on.
That would be awesome.
But I do think Sarah Paulson is like the lady or the man or whatever. I can't remember the name that they were calling them. But yeah. But speaking of Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones movie is in the works. Now, we don't know anything about it. It could be essentially a redo of the last season, or it could just be something completely different. What are your thoughts on that?
Let's see. I'm on season six. Mm-hmm. Six, seven, something like that. But if it's to redo the ending, because honestly, I do not want to watch the final season. But if it's to redo the ending, then by all means, I'm for it.
That's valid. Still haven't finished Game of Thrones. We shall see if I ever get to it. I just still can't get into it. I've tried. I know, guys. It's just not my vibe as of now, but I do like House of the Dragon, so maybe when that show ends, I'll watch it. Who knows? But some other news we got. Denzel Washington casually drops that he's going to be in Black Panther 3.
It's funny because I was watching a video of this comedian saying that he doesn't know if Denzel was supposed to say that because you know how Kevin Feige is.
It's Denzel Washington. There was an article or something, and I don't know who said it, if it was Chadwick, if it was Ryan. They're like, there is no Black Panther without Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that.
Like, Denzel, hopefully he's not a villain, and that maybe he had, like, a predominant role and we see him more. But I love how he casually drops that news.
And some people were wondering if he's going to have an African accent.
Who knows? But, you know, we got Black Panther 3 coming. Letitia Wright will have her time to shine some more because I think she did a really good job as being Black Panther. And not a lot of people give her enough credit for it.
Yeah, I don't think I can... I have not rewatched that movie in a while.
It's very hard to watch. It's sad.
Exactly.
But we'll see what they do with the sun too. But moving on to some other news, Ryan Reynolds unfortunately is writing a movie that will reunite him, Sean Levy, and Hugh Jackman. What a bore. Best. Probably will fall asleep like I did during Free Guy because that was like the most boring movie I've ever seen. And I only saw it for Jodie Comer. But I wanted to fall asleep. And I did.
I don't know. Who wants to see that?
Apparently Ryan thinks that there's a market of people that want to see it. Him and his wife who make the most outrageous claims. He says he's going to spend the next year writing it. I don't think he needs to be writing anything because that man can't write shit. Also, he wrote during the strike, so a scab. I don't know why he's writing a domestic violence movie, which he shouldn't be. The director should sue. I will stand on that ground that he should sue. And I know we've talked about that. He should sue for that. That's not the point. Also, SAG should... I don't know, do something to him. And speaking of Ryan, his wife said that her co-star should be the new Batman.
Oh my God.
She needs to put the phone down and just stop talking.
I don't even
take her access away.
Everything I've learned about Blake Lively has been against my will, and I don't approve of it.
I know. She likes to hold on to that friendship with Taylor, so I was like, okay, girl, you gotta have something outside of your friendships. Like, be for real. You're not a good human. You're a home wrecker. You're a cheater. Okay. You know what? I'm not diving into that. We're skipping it. But moral of the story is, Ryan Reynolds, do we need another movie? No. Do we need another Deadpool? No.
Still don't see how a lot of people, you know, even when dudes are like, oh, Ryan Reynolds is my guy crush, I'm like, what do you see in him?
He just seems very ingenuine. Like, it's just very cringy to hear him talk, act. I think maybe his best movie, The Proposal and Buried, that's probably it for me.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot.
Exactly. But let's end on some positive news. Since we've all watched the series finale of Agatha All Along, it really was Agatha All Along. But was it? What are your thoughts? What's next for Billy and Agatha? And what did you think of the show?
Well, the show was a banger, first of all. My favorite episodes were 3, 6, 7 in the finale. And which I was surprised by, because usually the shows have starting off good, but they dwindle down towards the end. And this show was consistent the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. And I think you definitely can tell that there's a showrunner attached with Jack Schaefer. So we have that continuity from WandaVision. I like that we have Ghost Agatha to kind of mentor Billy while they go on their hunt for Tommy. And so my whole thing is, we get Vision Quest, which has Tommy, and then they kind of come together in that show, and then it's kind of concluded with a Scarlet Witch film when they go find Mommy Dearest.
Well, hopefully that will come sooner than later, because I don't even remember. How did Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness end? I don't even remember that movie that much, other than cameos.
She goes, I gotta close the dark hold so no one will ever be tempted by it again. So she allegedly drops all the rocks on her, which I think she's chilling. What do they call it? Wonder Gore? Or it's like a place outside of time or something like that. Like, she's just chilling there. I cannot remember for the life of me what it's called. But, like, they're just saying she's chilling there. And I guess they go, from what I understand, is they go find her after they get Tommy and then kind of get reunited. But I guess, allegedly, she's going to try to just fix all of the stuff that she did from her events of Multiverse Madness, which I don't think she's a villain. She's just a mother who is trying to protect her children. But I think the kids that were calling to her were the wrong ones she went to, if that makes sense. Because, like, she heard their voices in WandaVision, and I think she went to the wrong children, the wrong set.
Give Elizabeth Olsen, give that woman her flowers. She deserves a send off, a proper send off.
I think she has done really good at making sure she's a fan favorite. I'm saying that she's a fan favorite over Spider-Man. I've said what I've said, and I will not take it back. She needs her solo movie. It has to be done by Jack Schaefer, preferably, and Greta Gerwig. But I think after Vision Quest, we get Tommy, then they go to the movie, then they go get her, and then it kind of leads into maybe Secret Wars or Doomsday, if they want to push those out. But something tells me they're going to do what they did with Black Widow, just kind of dig around.
Honestly, I don't want to see Greta Gerwig in the MCU, just because, for two reasons. One, I feel like the stories she tells are better off not being attached to anything that's based on the source material, like comic book. Like Little Women was based on the book, but that was fine.
Well, she's doing Narnia too.
I think she's better off at telling, like, those types of stories. Anything that's based on, like, a novel or based on a true story, stuff like that. But when it comes to comic books, I'd rather what they did to Nia DaCosta doing the Marvels. I don't want to see them, Marvel, do the same thing to her, because
Think though Kevin Feige would give her more freedom, just because she can use, hey, I made over $1 billion with Barbie. Like, I think she could use that towards her advantage.
I just don't want to see something go left, because that was not the first time that they did that. Like the That's Patty true. Jenkins, they did that to Patty Jenkins.
They really like to hold on to Patty Jenkins, don't they? Especially that fucking Wonder Woman theme that they don't want to let go. If you hear that one more time, I'm going to die.
Oh my God. I blame Snyder for that.
My gosh. Pick a different, like, pick a different sound. Turn up the brightness and fix the color grading too while you're at it. But
By the way, let me say, in Zack Snyder's Justice League, Wonder Woman is supposed to represent feminism, but in Zack Snyder's Justice League, she kills bank robbers and then she goes to the little girl and the little girl's like, can I be just like you? And she's like, you can be whatever you want to be. Like, you, that's not inspirational. You just murdered robbers.
Or were they going to murder her? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The Zack Snyder, stay away from comic books.
That's true. But I do think if Greta Gerwig does do it, I think it would be a perfect thing because I think she honors the material and respects the actor and the characters. Whereas some filmmakers do not respect the Russo brothers. Don't respect characters such as Black Widow.
And you have some people writing for characters that they don't understand, which is
why. Or Kate Shortland. She would be another good one.
Who?
Kate Shortland. She's the one who directed Black Widow.
Oh.
She could direct. I think she did. I don't know if she was the first female director of Marvel. She might have been. Who knows? That's not the point. But Marvel, you keep saying we want a Scarlet Witch solo film, so please give it to us now. And have Jack Schaefer touch it. And Kevin Feige, stay the fuck away. I think upset. Kevin Feige doesn't like women. This is what I'm starting to think. He doesn't like women. I don't think Disney likes women either.
You know what? Now that you say it, there is a pattern. Because all of those films directed by women in the MCU have been shitted on.
Mm-hmm. I will stand on the hill to the day I die that Black Widow is a good movie. With the exception of the one little funky scene. It has good fight choreography. Literally, she fights the whole thing of Black Widows and holds her own.
They absolutely
has the best intro scene. Has the best music, has the best story, introduces Yelena Belova, which even though in the comics they're adversaries, not sisters, that's not the point. Melina, another adversary. Red Guardian's technically her husband, not her dad.
Yeah, I think it would have been better off if that film, okay, first of all, they shitted on Taskmaster.
I don't think I'm not the real Taskmaster. No one understands. That's not the real one.
I hope it is not.
I'm gonna still say, I know I've said it and I'm gonna keep saying it. I think Dracoff saw Taskmaster, and we know how Taskmaster in the movie like is able to replicate like whoever it is with the fighting scenes. She's able to replicate, like she'll watch it and she's able to replicate their fighting style. So like when she's fighting Black Widow, she's able to like clone her essentially.
Yeah.
So I think Dracoff, when he put that thing in the back of her head, he put the chip in the back of her head, he wanted her to be like Taskmaster, but that's not the real Taskmaster. And this is like, we see a new Sue in Thunderbolts. She's trying to find out who she is outside of like her dad and stuff like that. Hopefully we get more scenes of her talking because she's a good actress. But yeah, that's not the real Taskmaster. That's just Antonia.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if this would have came out somewhere after Civil War to after Civil War. I mean, after Winter Soldier to after Civil War.
I kind of felt like when the mask was being taken off that it was going to be Bucky. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be Bucky and that they would give us Winter Soldier or Winter Widow crumbs, but they won't. They really dropped the ball with that storyline and it pisses me off. I don't want to see her with Punisher. I don't want to see her with the abusive Daredevil. I want to see her with Bucky. And I want to do...
A huge, missed opportunity.
It was, because you would think, because like the smirk that she gives him in the second Captain America, like she knew who he was. In my mind, they have a relationship off screen, and that we never get to see it because they're spies, they keep it a secret. But I think Yelena knows who he is.
And I wish they also would have built up like Clint and Natasha's relate like friendship more.
I think they did good. I think their issue is they don't know how to do more of the domestic side of the team, because like they didn't even know Natasha had a sister.
Yeah.
They probably didn't even know everything that Bucky went through. They probably didn't even know the PTSD that Tony had in Iron Man 3. That's, and they probably don't even know who Peter Parker is.
Well, hell, Tony has too much pride to, you know, admit anything. And he hides a lot of his, you know, trauma through, you know, through jokes.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, well, did the whole team know who Spider-Man is? Like, do they know his real identity? I feel like Natasha's probably the only one, because there was like a message, or like, oh, what, I don't remember what movie it was in. He was like, well, what do I call her? It was like a text message. If you like pause, you can like see, like, oh, I don't know what to call her. Like, do I call her Miss Widow or something like that? But I'm like, we didn't see enough of the domestic side of the team. We kind of saw it in Age of Ultron, but I feel like they could have kind of shown us that in Endgame, because there was like a lot of scenes that they were cutting. Like, we could have saw Natasha shooting, could have saw her do ballet, because there was like a scene where Cap comes in to do his laundry and you see like a ballet. She was like, we could have saw her do her ballet. We could have saw her do her orphanage thing, because I know that was like a storyline they wanted to do. We could have saw the suit that Tony made for her. Like, all these things that the Russo brothers fucking gypped us on.
That would have been awesome.
We need more domestic. Like, I want to see the Thunderbolts' domestic side and them really become like a family. And I know that they're kind of going to be like the new Avengers, but like, I want to see that. I want to see them be friends with Bob.
Yeah. And that trailer has got me so amped up.
I'm excited, and I really hope we see Sentry in his suit. Like, no one's going to be ready to see Lewis Pullman. Like, you're not ready.
Right.
And Congressman Bucky Barnes. Like, that's just funny to me.
Hopefully, yeah. I think this will quite possibly be his last stance in the MCU.
Yeah, I think he either dies in this movie, or we see him finally die in Secret Wars. I also think Tom Holland Spider-Man needs to, it's time. It's time. It's time to pass it to, because like Stanley said, anybody can wear the mask.
Yeah.
It does not matter if you're black, brown, red, green, yellow, crayon, or cup. Like, anybody can put on that mask. And I think that there is a way to do it with it. Like, if they don't want to do Miles, they can still do Spider-Man. But there is a way to do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for him to go. I don't think we need a fourth Spider-Man. I think the third one was a perfect conclusion to a story. So we'll see if Sony, what Sony does with this. Still waiting for a World War Hulk movie where we can get all the Hulks together and Edward Norton beat both their asses.
I think they need to just give the rights back to Disney.
I don't think Disney is good enough. I think, especially with Disney struggling with how they've been struggling financially, stock-wise, all of that, I think Apple's the only one that can realistically buy the rights to Marvel.
Ugh, because I do not want to see.
And it doesn't want to grow up with us. Does that make sense? Like, it just wants to stay present in, like, whatever time But I'm like, it needs to learn to grow and not stay. Like, Deadpool and Wolverine, that's a good start because it was rated R. But I think there's an opportunity. I think Apple needs to buy them. I think Apple would pay better respects and take care and actually make it look good again.
Honestly, I think that I'm just tired of seeing those solo villain films Sony keeps doing. They are complete garbage.
I'm still going to see Kraven the Hunter because it's Aaron Taylor Johnson. Gosh, who doesn't want to see Aaron Taylor Johnson?
I'll watch the trailers look dope, but I'll wait till the review comes. I'll wait till people review it.
Sony doesn't do very well. Well, they haven't done very well, like out of like certain things, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that's episode 19 of the Midcasters. I'm your co-host, Jalen. Always joined by the amazing Craig. And Craig, where can they find you at on social media?
On all socials, you can find me at CraigJr97. And on YouTube, you can find me at All Nerd Everything. I do not only just movies and TV shows, but comic book discussions as well. I'm getting away from TikTok because the algorithm over there sucks. So I'm doing more of YouTube videos.
That's good. I've not been feeling the desire to make videos lately on TikTok. I need to, but I've been feeling very blah. So send me your love and prayers. But you can find me at the Midcast, the www.themidcasters.com. We'll also be debuting a new logo. Might introduce some things like a shop, like a sticker or something like that. But you can find me at Jalen Sanderson on Twitter. Sandra Loves Movies on the Letter of the Box. And Lost in Life Translation on Instagram and TikTok because I'm always lost in my train of thought. But again, that's episode 19. I'm your co-host, Jalen, joined by the amazing
Craig.
Awesome. But that's what we got for you today. Bye-bye.